You're listening to SBS News. Advocates are warning that tens of thousands of unlawful migrants in Australia are at risk of destitution and being unable to access adequate health care during the coronavirus pandemic. They're calling for greater protections for non-citizens. The federal government has previously estimated that more than 64,000 illegal migrants are currently living and working in Australia. Most have overstayed their visa, but the true number of undocumented residents is unknown. It's because of this invisibility that advocates say that this group will be particularly hard hit by the impacts of COVID-19. Without a legal right to be in Australia, undocumented migrants can't access welfare payments if their work is cancelled and they're not entitled to Medicare. Many also fear that they'll be asked about their visa status if they seek out healthcare, leading to concerns the virus could spread unchecked. Mohammed, which is not his real name, arrived in Australia on a tourist visa from Malaysia in 2013. He told SBS News he's previously struggled to access medical care for his asthma and is worried about what will happen if he contracts COVID-19. This is not his real voice.
2 or 3 years ago, I had a really bad asthma attack and I tried to go to the hospital, but they said I had to pay $400 because I didn't have Medicare. I feel like it's hard for me if I was infected with COVID-19. It's difficult.
For many years after he overstayed his visa, Mohammed, who's in his 20s, worked unlawfully on farms, often picking fruit for which he was paid as little as $1.20 a box. He says he came to Australia because he was told he'd be able to make money to support his family. Mohammed is now on a bridging visa E while his claim for asylum is assessed, but continues to work unlawfully in regional Victoria, where he's paid below the minimum wage. He makes just enough money to afford the rent for his accommodation, which he shares with 4 other people, and for groceries. Migration lawyer and founder of the advocacy group Undocumented Migrants Solidarity, Sanmati Verma, says Mohammed's story is not unique.
When people think about undocumented as a kind of status or as a kind of category of analysis, they think of places like, you know, the US or Europe, where sort of land borders mean that people can enter one place or another without formal papers. Australia's immigration system operates in such a way as that it bestows status and then has various ways of removing it from people.
In 2017, a Senate committee heard that there were an estimated 64,600 people who'd overstayed their visa in Australia. Of these, 6,600 had been in the country for between 15 and 20 years. But Ms. Verma and Monash University Associate Professor Marie Seagrave, who published a study investigating the experience of unlawful workers in Australia, believe the number could be significantly higher and potentially growing. Ms. Verma says it must be at least 100,000.
But it could well be more than that, and certainly with the current public health crisis, all sorts of analysis and reporting in the immigration space is suggesting that because of how slow and partial the government's response has been, that the pool of people who are undocumented in Australia and who are literally marooned here without visa status, not even being able to return to their home country, is going to exponentially grow.
Due to the precarious nature of unlawful work, for which these migrants are often underpaid, Dr. Marie Seagrave says many unlawful migrants live in overcrowded accommodation, meaning social distancing is impossible.
Most of the workers I have had contact with who are working in these kinds of conditions with this status are living with many other people, but also tend to be moving around a lot because they're looking for work opportunities. So those two things, of course, are of critical concern in terms of a public health perspective. Mm.
The situation is complicated by the fact that many industries suspected of hiring significant numbers of unlawful workers are essential industries. A University of Adelaide report published in 2019 found that many Australian farmers were having to choose between hiring unlawful workers or leaving their crops to fail. The report said poor labour standards and worker exploitation have become established norms in pockets of the horticultural market. Ms. Verma says unlawful employment on farms has become an open secret recently, while commercial cleaning, delivery and abattoir industries are also hotspots for unlawful workers.
All of these, you know, kind of nodes of the economy that kind of need to keep moving during the pandemic, they're all critically held together by people who don't have formal status or who have formal status that's about to run out and nothing further lined up.
There are also concerns that as industries feel the economic effects of the pandemic, Dr. Seagrave says they'll become more reliant on unlawful workers who are forced to accept lower wages and poor conditions.
There is the potential for that kind of exploitation to continue and to potentially increase, and that those workers will be even less incentivised to seek any kind of help because of the lack of other work available.
Ms. Verma's advocacy group is also calling for a guarantee that migrants will be able to access medical care regardless of their visa status. Victoria, New South Wales and Western Australia have temporarily waived the cost of COVID-19 treatment for non-citizens who don't have travel insurance. But Dr. Seagrave says this doesn't go far enough to combat the fear that many feel about coming forward.
Even with within Victoria, the rollout of increasing testing requires some careful community-based discussion and advocacy to let people know in the community that when that happens, no one's going to be asking you about your visa status because we want people to come forward.
Last week, Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge told temporary migrants facing the expiration of their visa without a way home to contact immigration officials. A spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs says everyone in Australia, regardless of their visa status, should abide by current health guidelines and seek treatment and testing if they're unwell. They also urged anyone in Australia unlawfully to come forward and discuss their situation as soon as possible. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.